Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week, we're discussing the intense love of Frenchie McCormick. The name Frenchie McCormick has become legendary as a symbol of devotion. Around 1852, a young woman was born near Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and her name was likely Elizabeth McGraw, but Frenchie was very big on not sharing her background information, or really much information about herself later on, so we're not really sure. Well educated and of Irish descent, she left her home for the dance halls of Dodge City and the burlesque stage in St. Louis. She developed her nickname as not only did she speak French, but also due to her being from Louisiana, a traditionally French territory. Around 1880, she stumbled into a livery stable operator and gambler named Mickey McCormick while he was playing the tables in Mobeaty, Texas. The attraction was mutual, and Mickey claimed that when Frenchie was near him at the tables, he always won. She was his good luck charm, and he didn't want to be without her. They returned to where he lived in Tecosa, Texas. At the time, Tecosa was basically the cowboy capital of the Texas Panhandle. It was a popular place for cowboys to stop when they were on the drives headed north. Frenchie fell into a life as a monte dealer in gambling rooms operated by Mickey. The two were married in 1881, and the McCormicks became a staple of the town, and their personalities were granted quite legendary. Keep in mind, Tecosa was in fact very much the Wild West. Gamblers, saloons, dance hall girls, and sex workers were very much the norm. Gunfights were common as well. And for a while, Frenchie basically became the queen of Tecosa. Tecosa sadly wasn't going to remain the capital for long. By 1887, the railroad was built and bypassed the town entirely. Like many small towns without the railroad business, the town began to decline and the McCormick's business went belly up. They continued to live in their adobe house along Atosca Creek. Mickey died in 1912 and was buried in Casimiro Romero Cemetery, just a half mile east of their home. Despite the fact that Tecosa was now deserted, Frenchie remained close to where her husband was buried. Her home had no running water or electricity. She grew her own food, cared for herself, and for 27 years, she would daily visit her husband's graveside and speak with him. She refused to leave the man she loved, even if he was no longer on this side of the soil. In 1939, she was removed from the crumbling adobe due to major health issues. 2 years later, on January 12, 1941, she passed away. Her body was buried beside her beloved husband. Years later, the Cal Farley Boys Ranch took over the old town site and made sure to put up a tombstone for Frenchie. According to the Amarillo Globe News, 50 people stood in the rain and sleet to pay their respects to this Texas legend. In 2018, though, a local historian named Ada Lester nominated a tree on the McCormick's old homestead property and named it Frenchie's Tree. And after research to the area, the Texas Historic Tree Coalition actually officially designated the tree as Frenchie's in 2019. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. We hope you are having a great week. I do want to give a shout out to one of my best friends and listener, Matt. Happy Tortillaversary. We have now known each other for, 10 years. Oh, God. Anyway, thanks for listening, all. Have a wonderful week. Don't forget, the first book, Texas Slang for Crazy, is available. We're on Amazon and also used now, which is kind of cool. And the second book is almost finished. Thanks. Bye.